Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author, conference speaker, and your advocate for the family. What does same-page parenting mean? Well, it means that, at least in the big things, you agree on how to raise your kids. So are you? Are you on the same page when it comes to your kids? We're live, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center, where we want to help you be intentional with your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and we are live, as you said, and our phone lines are open, and you think about getting on the same page, get a picture, you're right there, not only in the same book, but on the same page in the book, and be able to come to some agreement on how to raise the kids. Maybe you find yourself having discussions, that's what they call them, right? Discussions, maybe arguments, or just maybe you just ignore issues you don't want to talk about, having to do with anything from, it could be finance, it could be discipline, it could be on educating your kids, it might be about ex-spouses, it could be any number of things that impact you with your kids. And you know, listen, you know the stress that creates. So the question is, I want you to think now, what's one thing that you and your spouse need to get on the same page about with your kids that's frustrating you because you're not there now? And we want to help you get there because this is a really big deal. Intentional living is about being very intentional about doing the next right one thing. And how can you do that if the two of you are not in agreement? I think of a little passage back in the Old Testament, the book of Amos, that says, how can two even walk together unless they be in agreement? I mean, you're on a path. You're heading in a direction. If you're not in agreement about where you're headed and how fast you're walking, it creates a problem. So maybe what one area you'd really like to have us pray with you about that you could get on the same page with. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. And you'll come right here into the studio. Steven will take your call. Sally will get you on the air here for our program live today. Same page parenting. 888-888-1717. You know, when you're on the same page, there is not only that sense of agreement, but what I see with parents that I've worked with over the years, there's a sense of peace. When you can get up in the morning and say, we're in agreement, you may be going through really a difficult time with your kids. I mean, let's face it, you might be dealing with some teenage issues, and some days it feels more like hell on earth than heaven on earth in your family, right? Come on, that's what you're feeling. But if you're standing together, there's something about that. So when you go to bed at night or when you pray together, at least you know that you're in agreement about what you're facing with the kids. When you have that sense of agreement, there's a sense of direction. You're headed in the same direction. And you know what? The most important thing out of all this, you're giving your kids that sense of security. Mom and dad are on the same page. And of course, there'll be less frustration with your family dynamic. So join in. What's something that you and your spouse need to get on the same page about? 888-888-1717. Here's what parents tell me. We don't agree when it comes to discipline. Here's what we find over the years. You might have dad who's a little too authoritarian, you know, in terms of this is the way it's going to be and I'm the boss and, you know, just a little too authoritarian. And mom, it could be the other way around, but then mom to try to offset. It's kind of like the teeter-totter, you know? We'll try to get to the other extreme and maybe become too permissive. And that's why you hear us talk a lot about parents who are too authoritarian and parents who are too permissive. Both extremes don't work. We talk a lot about the importance of being a parent that's going to be an authority in your home, but doing so the way that God intended. Getting on the same page. Lots of calls coming in. We'll get to yours in a moment. 888-888-1717. By the way, when you go to the website, we have a list of the top 10 list of things that will be very helpful to you as a parent, having to do with what are things that you can do to help encourage your child. Number one, I believe this, give them a picture of the future. Every person needs to have a sense of a future. You know, what could tomorrow look like? And one of the gifts we can give to our kids and our grandkids is that sense of a future direction in their life. I'll give you some more in a moment. All right, we're going to get back to the calls here in a moment. We want you to join in. We're going to pray with you, and we're going to get through some things that will be very helpful on getting on the same page. 888-888-1717, or join the Facebook discussion. go to theintentionallife.com as we work through these things on a Friday together right here in the middle of March.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Jesus was all about signs. He healed the blind. He healed the sick. He fed the 5,000. He turned water into wine. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He walked on water. Why did he do those things? To impress people? I mean, did he do those things just to say, hey, look how great I am? Those were all signs. Those were all given signs to people, the evidence of God's power and his love for us. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching. It's our gift to you as we focus on six signs that we believe, and I believe, are worth stopping for and paying attention to in life. Very intentional message. Members, you watch for it. It's coming your way. In fact, I think mine arrived in just the last day or two at our home, and so you probably have yours or will very shortly. On CD, non-member, those of you not members, every month we send a CD teaching from me directly to those who are standing in support of the ministry. Wish we could send them to everybody. Can't, but to our members we do. And if you're not a member, please come and join us. We love having you stand with us so together we can impact our community and also live our lives intentionally in Christ. And when you join us in monthly support, we'll make sure you start receiving the monthly teaching on CD, plus two of our best-selling books to say thanks. Martin just recently joined us from Tucson. He's joining us every month in support. Thank you for your support, Martin. Thank you for standing with us. You can join us right now during West Coast business hours by calling 888-888-1717, press number 2, or you can go online anytime. That's probably the quickest way to do it, at theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Fair enough? Thank you. Appreciate your support. We really do. And we need it. We really do. All right. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, how you doing?
I'm fine, Randy. How are you?
Good. You got to get on the same page with your wife?
We struggle a little bit with that. We have adult children, sons. One comes to stay at our house fairly often because he lives out of town, comes back for work. And basically, my wife smothers him, you know, does the nurturing thing mm-hmm. to the max. And I tend to be more of a rule maker.
She thinks you're too authoritarian, too much in his face, too tough on him, and so she offsets by being very motherly.
So we've probably got one of us that's maybe a little too loving and even, I think, enabling, and then myself is maybe lacking as much love and compassion as I should have.
Well, give me a problem. I mean, what problem do you see that needs to be addressed?
They complain and complain, but if you offer any advice, it's like, doesn't go well. So it's really hard for both my wife and I not to offer advice.
Yeah. Now, are they asking for anything, though? I mean, are you paying for things? Are you, in other words, are you enabling them by stepping in and covering for them?
No. They're independent. They're both married and independent.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what, Patrick, what I hear is a dad that says, hey, I got a better idea than you do, and I'd like to share it with you because I think it'll help you from my years of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it hard for you just to let it go and bite your lip?
Yeah, it is. It is. Because I feel like there's some education that needs to be given, but... You know, you're right. It's not being asked for.
And how do they respond when you give it to them?
Usually kind of blow it off as if they didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just devalued.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you have a good relationship with your kids?
Yes, I would say so, overall.
Yeah. So they're kind of rolling their eyes. Here goes Dad again.
Yeah.
The best advice I'd give you, Patrick, from working with parents and being a parent with adult sons and daughter, is I'm laughing because I don't always practice this, but I'm not supposed to say shut up on the radio, but that's what you got to do as a parent. You just got to bite your tongue and you've got to smile a lot. And if you really need to say something, you really feel like something, you want to share something, the best advice is to ask for permission. Just say, hey, you know, son or daughter or honey, I love you. And, you know, man, I got a thought on that. Would you like to hear it? There's something empowering, Patrick, when we ask another person permission to share some advice without just offering it.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Because you give them permission. Say, hey, if you don't want it, that's fine. Sometimes with my kids, if I feel like I have to say something, I'll even joke and say, hey, you know, Dad, I've always got a thought. I've always got an idea. And they laugh. But would you like to hear it? And if they say no, then, you know, you say fine and you move on. But if they do, sure, then you offer it. But you don't have to nag it. You don't have to repeat it. You don't have to keep driving it home. You just share it and then move on.
Yeah.
Is it a big issue or is it just a lot of little ones that keep coming up?
Well, we have a couple of sons. And the one that comes to visit at our house, it's just little things. And it's, you know, some personality clashes, behavioral style clashes. I'm fast-paced, slow-paced, so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is out of state also and newlywed, 1 year, and having trouble, but doesn't ever say what it is, doesn't want to answer. If he feels like getting a little bit personal, doesn't want to answer it, but calls every couple of months and just seems to be on the verge of divorce, you know, pulling his hair out. And it's hard to listen to.
Fair without giving advice, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd listen to him, and then I'd just say, hey, did you want some advice from me? I mean, I'd keep the ball back in their court, give them permission to say, yes, I'd like to know what you think, Dad, because then they feel like they still are in charge of the information. Or do you want me to just pray for you? I mean, pray for you, or are you looking for some advice? It's very empowering, and I think you'll feel better if you do that, Patrick. Why don't you try that? I'd love to hear back in a month how that works for you.
I will let you know.
Thank you. Okay. You're very welcome. We're talking about same page parenting today. Our phone lines are open at 888-888-1717. What have you learned? Trying to get on the same page, maybe you're wrestling. What's one thing you know if you got on the same page with your spouse would make life a lot easier for you? All right, Steve's on the line. Hi there, Steve.
How you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good, good. What's the one thing?
My biggest thing is I struggle with, and I know a lot of families out there struggle with, is step-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing with me is kind of disciplinary. The real father and the real mother, which is my wife now, is they're kind of very... they're very busy, as we all are, as business owners and stuff like that. We're constantly busy, but I'm never too busy for my kids. And I feel like they're very passive-aggressive because they're too busy to deal with the issues.
With quote, their children?
Correct.
And so you kind of observe they're not being the parents they need to be. Do you try to step in then and give counsel as you try to do something, or do you bite your tongue and just watch?
You know what, I bite my tongue a lot and just watch, but as far as my wife, I feel like she overdoes because I feel like, well, his dad like kind of gives up on him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're too much to handle. I'm not going to deal with it. Go to your mom's house.
And then when they're with you, it's like she's trying to be the good mom?
Well, and she overdoes it. She's over... I'd say
controlling.
Yeah, not so much that. She's just very passive aggressive. Like if he does anything wrong, it's like, hey, I'm gonna take your phone, but I'll give it back in an hour, and then say it's like 30 minutes, and then she'll give it back. Like she doesn't really. She puts her foot halfway down.
And so you kind of see a better way. Do you offer your advice, or are you pretty careful about not doing that?
It's kind of like I feel like we both feel like we're walking on eggshells.
Yeah. With the child or with each other?
With each other, with the child.
Yeah. Okay. How old is a teenager?
Yeah, 15. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, listen, God love you. When you talk about blended families, the stress is enormous. And you gave an example of what we hear, for years. You're stepping in and you're trying to help, and then you see things that are not going well. And you know if you get too involved, you're going to get pushback, not only from the 15-year-old, but from your wife and dad. Again, Steve, this particular issue, finances and blended families, are two of the big issues that cause families to disintegrate, frankly, because they can't get on the agreement with on raising the kids. The best thing you can do, Steve, in my opinion, is to get with your wife and say, honey, I love you. I always love you. That's why I'm here. I want to make this marriage work. I can see this is tough for you. I can see you got a lot of stuff going on. You're trying to do a good job with a 15-year-old. I'm here to help you. Ask her what you can do to help her. In other words, again, you're asking for permission. Tell me what I can do to be a help to you, and then always stand with her. And if you ever needed to share advice, do it behind closed doors, not in front of the 15-year-old.
Of course. And sometimes it gets out of hand in front of the 15-year-old just because it's like, hey, if you sneak out and you do all this stuff in the middle of the night, and then the next day all your mom does is take your phone away, I feel like they don't really learn anything, because then he did it like the next weekend. And then, and it's like you just kind of forget about it because you're so busy with work. But then I get kind of scolded when I say anything about her doing a little more, letting him feel the consequences, as far as you don't want to do that again, because that's not too fun to have that consequence.
Sure.
Or it's not fun to be grounded for a whole weekend. You can't see your friends.
Yeah. You know how many thousands of people listening are saying, man, we've been there with blended families, because you sort of objectively see how things could operate better, but you're not in the mom's heart. And there's a, with blended families, there's like guilt everywhere. I mean, it's all over the place. And they either overreact or underreact when it comes to these issues. The key to this thing, Steve, is for you and your wife to be on the same page, to remember that your job is to support your wife to be successful. You're not replacing dad. You're there to help mom be successful in any way that you possibly can. The two of you getting into a setting where you can learn some things and grow and maybe be a part of the process of getting some education would be good. It says Arizona. Are you in the northern part of the state, or Phoenix area, or in southern Arizona?
Phoenix.
Okay.
All right. North Phoenix area.
All right. Tell you what, I want to put you on hold. I'm going to ask Sally to see if you're available on the date. Kevin Lehman and I are doing a conference in Phoenix coming up on April 21st. And if you and your wife are available on that day, we're going to be talking about this kind of stuff. I mean, we're going to talk about parenting and marriage. This will be a very practical conference for you. I think it'd be worthwhile coming, and I'd like to have you come and be our guest, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
I appreciate it, Dr. Randy.
You just hang on, and Sally will get the information and put you on will call and come and join us, which, by the way, is Saturday, April 21st in Glendale. And I think the Gold Circle tickets were almost all gone. I think we only had a couple left. And this is going to fill fast. And so just a reminder, Glendale, Saturday, April 21st, if you've been waiting, I encourage you to get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Anyone can visit Washington, D.C., but you can join Dr. Randy Carlson for something even bigger. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour this October is so unique. Beyond the historian guided tours and sites, beyond the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum, you'll have the opportunity to join Dr. Randy and the tour group to pray for our nation and our nation's leaders. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour is your chance to explore and discover our nation's true Christian heritage. But October will be here before you know it, so make plans now to join us October 10th through the 16th. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. Isn't it amazing how these little cubs come out of the same den? What am I talking about? I'm talking about your children. Whenever the firstborn is, notice the secondborn goes in a completely different direction. Try to think, for example, about professional athletes who all thrive in the same sport, professional sport. You got the Manning brothers in football. You got Venus and Serena Williams in tennis. Beyond that, you're scratching your head, aren't you? Why? Because once a role is filled by a child, the next child comes up, sort of knows not to go there. They're going to cut their own path. Here's my question for you. Does God treat us differently? Of course he does. He made us all different. Do you treat your kids differently?
Well, no, Lehman. We believe kids ought to go to bed early. So at our house, it's 8 o'clock, everybody in bed.
Really? Let me give you an idea. Maybe you should treat your kids differently. Meaning the firstborn gets to stay up later than everybody else. And little Schnooky, the youngest, goes to bed first. Now there's a revolutionary idea. Treat your kids differently. That's my thought for today.
Very good one. Hey, that's Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, one of the things we do here through our Intentional Living Center and through our radio network is try to get out and meet folks face-to-face and bring what we believe and teach on the road. We got two things you heard there during that break. One is our Washington, D.C. Tour. It's going to be October 10th through 16th, and we're going to go to the Museum of the Bible. Man, I'm looking forward to that. I get to teach there on the platform with our group. And then we're going to tour the White House, and the Capitol is scheduled, and then the monuments, and just have a great week together. It's going to be a very special week. A few weeks before the election, we're going to be praying for our country, and we're going to go back to the spiritual roots of our nation, and we're going to learn together and pray together, and just it'll be a very special week. So that's coming in October, Washington, D.C., my wife Donna and myself and some of our team. That information is available at our website. And then also you just heard Kevin, and Kevin and I together will be in Glendale at the Glendale Nazarene Church on Saturday, April 21st. That's about a month out or so. And get your tickets today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today we're talking about being on the same page as parents. Blended families often comes up because it's a battlefield when it comes to getting on the same page. And all the thousands of blended families we've talked to over the years, we often hear the same theme. When we got married, we knew there might be some challenges, but didn't realize until after the wedding how difficult it really can be. Because everyone tends to bring to a blended family their own view of how we got here. Because this is what everybody expected, right? I mean, you didn't expect that when you started out on this journey. And now all of a sudden, here we are, and the kids are saying, how'd we get here? Didn't really maybe want to get here. And maybe one is okay and one's not so okay. And then you have like the 15-year-old we just heard about that starts to create a problem. And the dad that's coming in, the blended family, you know, the stepdad coming in, trying to figure out how I can help. And the 15-year-old isn't too thrilled. And mom gives a pushback. That's typical of what happens. It creates tension. And then pretty soon, a parenting problem becomes a marriage problem. And often a marriage problem is at the core of these blended family issues. And so getting on the same page, it's just essential. I go back to that verse I mentioned in Amos chapter 3, where we're told, how can two people walk together unless they be in agreement? I mean, think about it. How can you play in a basket? We're right in the middle of March Madness here now. How can these teams, which, by the way, was a bad night last night for our Arizona Wildcats, for anybody following college basketball, but that's another issue. But how can a team win unless they have agreement? Unless they're playing together, they have a game plan. And the coach has a game plan and they're working together. How can you win? Teams lose. Businesses lose, churches lose, and families certainly lose when there's a lack of agreement on some of the basic issues. How we're going to raise the kids, how we're going to deal with discipline, how we're going to deal with money, how we're going to educate our kids, how we're going to raise our kids in a Christian environment, what's going to be the way this family is going to operate. And so we got our phone lines open to you. We'd love to have you join in because after the program, we're going to continue to stay here and record a program that'll air at another date. With this question, what is one thing, when you think of it, one thing that if you and your spouse were to get on the same page about, it would make a big difference? What would it be if you had one question or one observation or one thing that you'd like to get on the same page about? What would it be? 888-888-1717 is the number. That's 888-888-1717. And come on into the studio here, and we'll get you lined up. And I'd love to talk to you as we're talking about the power of parenting. And by the way, when you go to our website, we have listed on our Facebook access to this top 10 list through our website, rather, top 10 list on being an encourager with your kids, giving them a picture I talked about, but also to remind them of their unique gifts. Every child has a unique gift. I can remember when our kids were young, when they were home, I tried to identify, as you know, you watch your kids, your grandkids, you start to see some of the strengths and weaknesses. Here's what we do. We tend to try to improve their weaknesses, which is okay. We all want to get stronger in areas we're weak. But the reality is it'll be the strengths that will continue to evolve in our life and helping our kids find their strengths, how they're wired. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. Part of that is finding their strength, what makes them unique. Some kids are going to be academic. Some kids are going to be more hand-focused. Some kids are going to be more philosophical. Some are going to be athletic. Some are going to be more sensitive. Some are going to be more right in your face. And so finding out how your children are wired and then encouraging them to become the person that God intends for them to be in their lifetime. It's a great thing to remind them of their unique gifts. And then on the list also is to pray daily for their future. Pray daily for their career choices, for that spouse that's out there now that they will be choosing at some point in the future, and, of course, all their life choices. If you want to get the top 10 list, come on over to theintentionallife.com, and you can get access to it through our broadcast highlights. Love to have you join in the discussion. As I said, we're going off the air live, but we're going to stay here and record. So what is one thing that if you and your spouse were to get on the same page about would make a difference? 888-888-1717. Again, thanks for all of you who support the ministry. And if you come and join us today, we're going to say thank you by sending you our new member kit, two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, and the six signs worth stopping for. The teaching for this month will be included as a way of saying thanks for signing up to be a part of the ongoing ministry of intentional living. Go to theintentionallife.com. Second-time parents, grandparents as parents next time. Boy, that's a growing trend and a real challenge as grandparents step into the gap. So if you're a grandparent raising those grandkids, come and join us tomorrow. We'd love your input. See you then from Intentional Living.